All right, and I am here with Kayla White. She is the Special Programs Manager for Ticket to Dream Foundation. How you doing, Kayla?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, I want to find out about you. I want to know about Ticket to Dream, how you got started. So we want your journey. First, let's get to know you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Definitely. I am born and raised Sacramento, went to Sac State, and graduated with a recreation administration degree. So a lot of people think I just played dodgeball in college. Not the case.
Did you play dodgeball in college? A little bit?
A little intramural. Yeah. A little intramural.
I love it.
But mostly it was an emphasis in fundraising and event planning. So kind of exactly what I'm doing now.
Yeah, definitely lends itself to what you're doing. Well, let's talk about what you're doing now. What is Ticket to Dream?
Ticket to Dream is a nationwide nonprofit organization that started right here in Sacramento in 2008. And our main goal is really helping foster kids just be kids. So we do that by collecting essential items all the way from providing services that prevent foster youth from becoming homeless when they age out of care.
Okay. So can you give us an example of like a success story?
Yeah. A success story as far as like a...
Like when you help these young people, I mean, what ultimately happens with them? You're trying to help them advance to that next level. Maybe just describe the pathway that you take them through with the help that you give.
Yeah, so we help kids from the time they're born, itty-bitty newborns, all the way up into... kids aging out of care. So
any foster child.
Yeah, that's age 18 to 21 in different states. So it's almost that point of intervention saying, hey, someone's here that cares about you. You just were removed from your home with maybe just the clothes on your back, or you had 10 minutes to throw your belongings in a trash bag. And you think about what does that mean to a child putting their belongings in a trash bag. So what we try to do at Ticket to Dream is provide those essential items when they're removed from their homes.
Okay.
So they have clothes that fit them when they start a new school, or they have shoes that work properly when they're joining a soccer team, or they have the opportunity to even join a soccer team. And then with those transitional age youth, it's you think about when you were 18 years old, what did you do when you were 18? Maybe you went to college, maybe you didn't, but you had parents or a support system behind you that was helping you figure out your path. And so what we try to do, especially with one of our programs, it's called our Take Flight program. It's that providing housing, education, and job and life skills support for those transitional age youth. And we provide those services in a grant form to our nonprofit partners throughout the nation.
Now, I'm wondering where your focus is, right? Because it's obviously the newborn, the babies, or the small children, they have a different need than the 18-year-old. I mean, how do you divide up your focus and the focus of the organization?
Yeah, I think it really varies. My focus especially varies, but especially our donors even. We like to really emphasize those teenage foster youth because a lot of times they're overlooked, especially right now we have our toy drive going on. So just emphasizing the fact that there are kids in all ages that are in foster care that need your support.
Well, let's talk about what you do there. You are the special programs manager. What does that mean? Are you in charge of fundraising? What does that entail?
Everyone at Ticket to Dream wears a whole bunch of different hats each day. So my main focus is the day-to-day partner communication. So we have over 200 nonprofit partners nationwide. So just providing that constant communication with them as far as essential items distribution goes, monetary distributions. But I also take part in different fundraising campaigns, and then special events.
So it's a nationwide program, but it's based here in Sacramento area.
Yes.
Okay. So you partner with other nonprofits?
Yes.
Talk to us about what that looks like.
Yeah. So like I said, it's kind of the first in the foster care realm of a collaborative network of all these organizations working together to make a huge impact. So you think about what someone's doing in Seattle and what someone's doing in Sacramento, what they're trying to do is the same, but they have different ways of going about it. So we're able to connect those organizations saying, hey, you're really great at providing housing support, and they're really great about providing an in-kind donation closet. You guys should talk because you can share best practices.
Interesting. Okay, so let's talk about you're working on something now. You said your toy drive, right? Christmas is around. I just heard Christmas music today. It's not even Thanksgiving yet, and I already heard Christmas music. So talk to us. And we know that kids want toys around Christmas time. How does that Talk to us about that plan.
Yeah. So our toy drive is on now through December 16th. You can donate your unwrapped toy to any Mattress Firm store in your area. And it's all the way, like I said, from newborns up to age 18 to 21-year-olds. So we make sure that those toys and those items get to the kids before Christmas. This is a little sad, but you think about kids being removed from their home a day or two before Christmas, and they think, how is Santa going to find me? And there's one story I can share. A young girl, she said, I know Santa's going to find me this year. I've been so good. This is my year. And it just makes you think, like, were there other years that you didn't get to open a present on Christmas? So our goal is to make sure that every child experiences the magic of Christmas, but also is acknowledged that they're acknowledged just like every other kid.
So you're associated with the Mattress Firm. There, obviously, you got a relationship with them. We know that the Mattress Firm at one point acquired Sleep Train.
Yes.
So I'm assuming you know Dale Carlson.
I do. I do.
Tell us how the organization got started and what role Dale has played.
Yeah. So it started in 2008, and it came from a different franchise, Sleep Country, which was associated with Sleep Train. It's a whole lot of acquisition sleep oriented things.
A lot of beds.
But Dale, especially, he's really spearheaded this effort and making it known this is a need, not just in my community, but nationwide. And with Mattress Firm's acquisition, we were able to launch the program nationwide since they had different stores in different locations. So he was really the spearhead behind it, saying, we want to make sure this program stays and sticks and grows and expands.
Yeah, so you have an affiliation with Mattress Firm. You have an affiliation with all these nonprofits. I'm wondering how you bring everybody together, right? Because I know that herding up entrepreneurs is a very difficult thing. How do you herd these nonprofits together? I'm wondering what techniques you use to get that done.
It's a bit of a challenge, definitely. There is a vetting process. So we go into different areas saying, there's all these organizations that are doing these great things. How can we, again, help them come together and make a bigger impact? And then it's looking at the different unique programs that they have. So one organization might have an essential items closet or a store almost where kids can come in and shop, so to speak, to get those items. And if we love that program, then we want to support it. Or life skills. A lot of kids, they don't know how to grocery shop when they're teenagers and aging out of care. So having a program that teaches them how to grocery shop and then cook their meals or open a bank account or things like that, just those unique different programs that are out there, we vet them and find them and then say, hey, how can we grow them and expand them?
Wow. Doing so many great things for the community, for the entire foster care community across the nation. But I'm wondering what would cause someone like you to get into this line of work? Obviously, you went to college, so you it ties perfectly with your education. But like, when you were a kid, is this what you wanted to do? Did you always want to help people? Where did these philosophies come from?
Yes and no, I guess. I mean, as a kid, I wanted to be a veterinarian or a doctor or then a singer, just a whole wide variety of things.
Were you a good singer?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But
well, you are a rock star. So, okay, Tom, give us where did the philosophy come from?
I think I almost fell into this work in a way because with my major at Sac State, we had to do a lot of volunteer work. So my education definitely sparked it, but I think as an adult, having the option to do so many different things and work in different sectors, I needed that almost feel-good component of it, I can go to work every day and I can work with great people, but if I'm ultimately not changing my community or changing something bigger than myself, then almost what's the point for me at least?
Yeah, doing something bigger than yourself. I think a lot of us feel that way. Sometimes as entrepreneurs, you kind of get stuck in the grind, but then when you step back from it, you realize, you know, maybe I'm doing something good for my community and hiring people and things like that. So remind us again what we need to do if we want to help your cause. Help us. We want to help you. Remind us how to help your cause.
Yeah, there's a wide variety of things that people can do. Right now with the toy drive, you can donate your unwrapped item. You can host your own drive too. So whether that's in your company or organization, your kid's soccer team, you can collect items and then bring them to us or a Mattress Firm store. You can start your own online fundraising campaign. So a lot of, at least my family during Christmas time, we always like to find an organization to give back. So kids would bring their lunch money or their their chore money, and families would raise money and we would donate it to an organization. So you could do that with your family during Christmas time. You could really, if you have the means and the love in your heart to become a foster or adoptive parent, that's something else you can do. But really, it's just starting the conversation. Foster care is such a huge thing, and so many people are touched by it that you might not know. So once you start those conversations, it really opens a lot of doors.
And how do we start the conversation? Do we go into the mattress firm? Do we go online? Do we call you directly?
Yeah, you can go to ticketadream.org and you can find a list of all of our partners. We have 12 in the greater Sacramento area, and we serve over 6,500 kids just in Sacramento. So you can go to our website and see that where those different partners are. We have contacts there where you can directly volunteer with them. You can call us and we can put you in touch with different people, provide you volunteer opportunities. One of our newest partnerships is with Team Celebrate, and so that's an organization that helps build birthday boxes for foster kids. So there's so many kids that haven't experienced a birthday even. So these kits are designed to celebrate a birthday, so they have cake mix and frosting and decorations and themes and all of that, so you can get your group together and build those boxes and show that you care.
Very cool. And maybe just closing thoughts about your vision for Ticket to Dream.
Yeah, I would say my vision for Ticket to Dream is to be just successful in changing the stigma and the statistics around foster care. And instead of it being such a negatively talked about thing, it can be more positive and impactful, and people can help where they can.
Yes, giving us an opportunity to help where we can. Kayla White, Special Programs Manager, Ticket to Dream Foundation, thank you for coming on and sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. If you like our entrepreneurial stories, if you like the messages that we bring that inspire, if you want a little more Mark Haney, not everybody does, but if you do, feel free to subscribe, feel free to be part of our community, engage, comment, share. I want to get to know you better. You want to get to know me better. Follow me on all our social media platforms at The Mark Haney. I look forward to knowing you better, and let's get to know each other better so we can help build these businesses that we love.